Out of everything we can give our kids, you would think love would be the number one thing that makes secure attachment. The actual sciences, the number one predictor of secure attachment is emotional presence.
Like, what does that look like?
Our parents can love us, but if they have unhealed wounds and their nervous system is constantly getting dysregulated, or if they're in survival world, or they live in a culture, let's face it, where you want to teach your kids to be successful and independent, so we're going to focus on tasks and all of that. They're leaving that neuroception of safety. They're not
Yeah.
providing enough of that safety. And if they didn't get that from their parents, they're not able to really offer that to us. And I'm finding that more and more. It's like parents really love their kids. But listen, my grandparents on my father's side were Holocaust survivors, right? So there's been terror that's been passed down intergenerationally. And this gets passed down through nervous systems. So
Yeah.
if your parent loves you, my mom loves the hell out of me, but she has a lot of anxious attachment, right? Like I wrote the book on it. And
Yeah.
so we give that to our kids. So the only way to not pass that on is to slow down, get the emotional presence now, to start to be with what's going on inside of us, to widen our window of tolerance, to change our internal landscape so that we can offer more emotional presence, not just to them, but since I've done the work, I can offer emotional presence to just about anyone I'm sitting down with. Most
Yeah.
days. I mean, not every day, I still get dysregulated, but like, I'm so much more available, right?